The Science Show on RN, and time to go west.
It's just been recently recognised in the international scientific community that birdsong evolved within Australia about 40 million years ago, before spreading to the rest of the world. I think it was Queensland area where they found fossil evidence of the first songbird. And from there, it's spread and diversified. So, and as a result, Tim Lowe states that the Australian birds are noisier, more intelligent, and more aggressive as well. But I guess I'm looking for clean sounds. There are some key species that I found that are really good, you know, your grey shrike thrush, your western jerigony. We're going to head east. There's Waitchina Cup as a first stop, home of the, well, it's a place of the noisy scrub bird. And then we're going to head further east. So Fitzgerald River, number of places along there. And then as we get past Esperance, there's the Greater Western Woodland, which I haven't been to before. And then we'll head up just outside the Wheat Belt to the Pilbara, Mount Magnet area. And then from there, we will see. It's open.
What's your favourite bird song?
Whoa, difficult question. There's some really special ones. The noisy scrub bird here is particularly special because it exists only close to Albany, but it's also one of the closest relatives to the first songbird that ever evolved in Australia. So super rare, but also super connected to the very first songbird as well. You know, so that's pretty special. In terms of sound, probably the pied butcher bird. Composers in the past have used it as inspiration for their song, including like Hollis Taylor and Olivia Messiaen. I'd say that would be my pick.
Another PhD in Western Australia this time, like Hollis Taylor from Macquarie University, using birds as an inspiration for music.
The rich biodiversity that we have here, then to use locally recorded birdsong as the driving force for music creation. So my name is Jean-Michel Mourjon, and I'm studying a PhD at the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts, and that gets me out into the field recording birds and using that to make music. I've got these various tools that I can employ, a parabolic dish that allows me to zoom in on a specific bird or some specific action that's happening somewhere in the distance. What I look for, you could call it clean music-like sound. A cockatoo would not be on my list, you know, with a squawk or a quack from a duck, nah, that doesn't quite cut it. In terms of specific birds, we've got the magpie, the noisy scrub bird. We've also got the grey shrike thrush, golden whistler, but also I'm open to recommendations from people as well, you know, so if anybody knows of a particularly musical or beautiful sounding bird species, then I encourage people to make a recording, send it through, and maybe I'll come and pitch up a tent and make a recording of it myself to use in creative work. We've got this notation method called the 3D spectrogram. It's a way to look at sound. I can put birdsong into it and make compositional decisions, or it could be used to play music too, kind of like Guitar Hero, where you follow the notes on a video game. Yeah, the PV cello, the colours are notes. So I'll write coloured notation that will sing along with the bird. Not trying to copy the bird, we're complimenting. Some people will think that there's no new music anymore, all ideas have been used up, and so I figure let's look at the birds and see what they have to say about that, because I think there's plenty of new ideas that we can come up with.
Jean-Michel Mourjon, doing his PhD at the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts.